The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, while a lot of the focus this week has been on shops, restaurants and hairdressers reopening, walking through many of our cities, towns and villages, it's tough to see some businesses that have decided to shut up shop for good. In a few moments, we'll be looking at whether now is the time to rethink retail. Maybe it's an opportunity for the government and councils to create a better environment for these businesses to thrive. But first, author Emer McLysett has been reflecting on when we were here before and the closure of some of her favourite shops.
There used to be a sign heading in off the N7. Welcome to Nace, a nice place to shop. And it was, you know, a nice place to shop. A nice place to shop local. Boutiques and bookshops, fabric and firewood, scones and strimmers. There was a place on Basin Street to buy your knockoff Nirvana and Blur tapes and your huge 90s jeans. You had to be quick in on a Saturday morning though. Nace had a heap of teenagers, but only so many pairs of jeans. So, every few months, depending on how much you'd conned out of Mam or Dad, or saved from your grim job collecting Supercoin trolleys, you'd make the trek up the N7 and go to town. Dublin town. Well, it was a trek then. It's a commute now.
Enormous traffic delays this morning. It's a
onions and carrots.
Two carrots, onions and strips, hello.
You'd head for Hairy Legs on Liffey Street or the one on Talbot Street. They had Sust and Exworks and Eclipse and kept the youth of Dublin, the Pale and beyond decked out in enormo flares and skater chic.
Eat my shorts.
The jeans had to be just right. Too long and you'd soak up every last drop of street juice on a rainy day. Too short and they'd flap around your ankles in a move close to social suicide. They had to sit just right atop your Buffaloes or your Adidas Gazelles. You'd try Hobo, the Eager Beaver and Hairy Legs in Dublin or Galway. If you were in Cork, you were in Primetime or Gasoline trying on jeans. In Limerick, it was Remix. You traipsed around the countless second-hand treasure troves, heavy with the bang of incense and must and dust. Those independent stores that made Temple Bar before what Temple Bar is now.
Don't you wish your girlfriend were hot like me? Don't you? Don't you?
And the choice grew. Body shops and top shops were joined by H&M's and Zara's. Monsoons and Oasis's flourished. Hairy Legs closed. Debenhams replaced Roaches, and back in Nace, the sprawling retail parks became the nice places to shop. Unending choice and everything under one roof. Temple Bar's bohemian vibe gave way to 7 quid pints and the Eager Beaver shut up shop for good. And then the pandemic. We were told first to stay at home.
We're with you until 9 this morning for a special programme after last night's order by the Taoiseach for people to stay at home for at least the next 2 weeks.
Then to stay local. And now, if you can, to shop local. The chains are struggling. Well, everyone is struggling, but the chains are retreating. Many of them have gone along with some of the independent retailers. They're taking jobs and livelihoods with them, of course. But if we're to look for a silver lining, for the perfect jeans length on a damp Dublin day, if you will, it's that among the boarded up shop fronts and discarded uniforms, life is going on. Boutiques and bookstores, coffees and cardigans, art and nail art, they're trying their best to keep going. Independent businesses, small chains, smiling faces behind perspex and masks. No matter where they are, they all feel local, because the country feels smaller and closer than ever, since we invoked the words of Heaney and agreed that if we winter this one out, we can summer anywhere. Welcome to Ireland, a nice place to shop.
Emer McLysett lamenting the closure of some of her favourite shops from the 1990s.